The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, it's 5 to 7, 5 to 6 in Brisbane. This is a recording. Adam Gilchrist is on the line. No need to talk to you. You're going to have a holiday. I'm going to have a holiday. I'll just go back and replay everything we did last year. So here we go. Brexit.
I want you to feel like you've never been away.
That's right.
Indeed, yeah. For those who've been listening to the UK reports for the last 2.5 years,
yes, here we go again. That's right.
A couple of Brexit warnings here. Given that we do have this date looming of the 29th of March, and indeed, of course, this time tomorrow, MPs will vote on whether to go up the creek with or without a paddle. In other words, they will vote on Theresa May's deal. But the two warnings are from virtually all the big supermarket chains about higher prices and empty shelves if it's a no-deal Brexit. And because one warning is never enough, up has piped Dame Eliza Manningham Buller, the former spy chief at MI5, who says a no-deal Brexit will make us less safe and more open to terrorist attack. Oh, joy! No food! Yeah. And bomb blasts.
Yeah. What happened before you joined all this sort of stuff? I mean, I don't understand. Britain is a powerful nation capable of managing its own affairs. It doesn't have to be a handmaiden of Europe, I wouldn't have thought. What's this story about the British woman found guilty of pill smuggling?
Yeah, this British woman in Egypt got caught with a load of banned drugs, basically. Here's the thing. Laura Plummer was carrying 300 tramadol pain relief pills in her luggage. She bought them over the counter in a pharmacy in the UK. No problem, you think. She was taking them for her Egyptian husband who suffers from chronic back pain. But tramadol is banned in Egypt. So the authorities went very no-nonsense, sentenced her to 3 years in jail. She's now out. We believe she's had a presidential pardon and should be on a plane very shortly. She says her two-week holiday turned into 14 months of hell. But it is that thing. I mean, they're buckets of God. If you bought illegal pills in your local pharmacy, would you think they could land you in prison somewhere else?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
No, sorry. No. I'd rather go to the Central Coast myself or go down to, you know, hey, there's plenty of places in London you can go and have a good holiday. All right, Adam Gilchrist in London.